2 PRJ. We're on standby. We're listening. W2PRJ, MPC, we just heard a timeout. To MPC, W2PRJ.
Connected, KA2MPC.
W2PRJ, we're on standby, we're listening. A2MPC, W2PRJ. W2PRJ, we're on standby, we're listening. MPC, W2PRJ.
KM4GHN. N2VHZ, KM4GHN. 2BHZ, KM4GHN.
W2PRJ, we're on standby, we're listening. 2DXT, W2PRJ. W2PRJ.
Connected KA2MPC. KA2MPC, Cape May County, listening. KA2MPC, Cape May County, listening. KA2MPC, Cape May County, listening.
PRJ, we're on standby, we're listening there. PRJ, we're on standby, we're listening.
Thank you.
good by me. I know he's going to have a good time. I'll be out of here early today, so nice to hear everybody on, Chris, all the boys there. Very nice. Coming right into the Bronx. Take it away, Rocky. Pass it around, W2YP.
Yeah, very good. I'm basically closed today, too. My message says on my machine I'm closed and I got a sign on my door. I'm not working today either. And over to you, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gents. And, yeah, I'm going to take tomorrow off also.
Yeah, well, I hate to be an old stick in the mud, but my stick got stuck in the mud 10 years ago. I ain't worked, my weekend still ain't over yet. W2BRJ.
W2BRJ, W2YP, the name is Mike. We're southbound on a Deegan, and we're going into work. And unfortunately, in the TV business, you got to be around, and that's the way it is. Right, Rocky?
KD2BOR. Well, they tell me that in the auto repair business, but I decided to let my boss let me off.
I'd love to go back to work. I can't right now.
How's it going, Chris? How you feeling today? How's everything? Little humidity out here. Little humid.
Doing good. Actually got a lot of stuff done today. Hopped around a lot. And now my kids, of course, bamboozled me into having extra kids over, so looks like it's going to be a noisy night over here. Let's pass it over to Pete.
Oh, Chris, you got something to look forward to. Eventually, you're going to go back to work. Yeah, I got Rocky. I used to get paid for taking people on vacation. My job was a paid vacation. Do trips down to Disney and up to Canada, Dollywood, New Orleans, and you know, but I can't do that no more, so I can't even get a vacation and get paid for it anymore. W2PRJ.
W2PRJ, W2YP. All right, nice to make the acquaintance. And, yeah, I got a friend of mine, he retired. He just recently retired. He moved down to the villages. I always say it's called retirement, they call it. Go ahead, Rock.
B2BOR. Well, I got a few years to go, Mike. We got possibly about 3.5, and I'm out of here.
Mike, my retirement was not by choice. My doctor told me I can't work anymore. And I used to drive a tour bus of Florida to Nova Scotia, anywhere to anywhere. You know, and I got paid for, like doing 10-day Disneys or wherever, but I wish I could still work. You know, I used to do the all-girl Royal Danish band from Denmark. 90 blue-eyed blondes for 21 days. Yeah, I wish I could still do that. Did them for a lot of years. But like I said, Mother Nature had other plans. W2PRJ.
W2PRJ, W2YP. Okay, very good, Pete. Well, that's very interesting work. I think that's very interesting to be able to do that kind of long-haul work. That's got to be very stressful on the road, of course. Chris, where'd you go? W2YP.
I'm just letting it go around the table. I'm still here.
What's going on? What's happening with you?
Actually did a little more work in the back. Getting that antenna mast all set up and ready to go. I gotta talk to a good friend of mine who has a antenna launcher, see if I can drive over and board for afternoon.
I'm lying to mine. I have a homemade potato cannon. You ever see one of those suckers? Man, I tell you, you can launch large rockets with that thing. That thing is unbelievable.
Hey Chris, yeah, it's yours. You can come pick it up anytime you want there. And yeah, those potato launchers, yeah, we used to make them out of three soda cans. A little bit of a rubbing alcohol in the bottom and a tennis ball in the top, and you knock it up about 300 feet there. Yeah, we used to make them out of Pepsi cans. Tape them together, yeah.
I've made all out of PVC with a tank, with a pressurized gauge and a valve that you would use for a sprinkler system, you know, with a diaphragm. And I got the nozzle from a filler, you know. You would use the air pump fillers that you get at the service station. One of those release nozzles. I got one of those suckers screwed right in. This thing is beautiful. I made it a little long because I don't want somebody to put their face in it. But that thing, I pump about 90 pounds in there. 90 pounds into the tank. Forget about it. That thing will go at least 300-400, maybe 500 feet easy. No problem.
I'd like to have one. I'd like to have something like that. Yeah. My neighbors would have called the car. He's got some kind of weapon. Yeah. I'd like that. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Hey Rocky, what do you think about that, man?
My buddy down the street, KD2BOR, my buddy down the street at the other repair shop, he demonstrated one over into the meadows here. It goes far with about, his tank in his shop, his air tank, has got about 160 pounds in it.
You know what? A friend of mine made one. He made one the caliber of a slug. He put a slug in there and he shot it right through the door of a car.
Sure, glad that wasn't my car.
Junk door, you know. Junkie door. Anyway, let me pass it back over to Chris. We're doing pretty well here today. No traffic.
KB2NLA. Yeah, I think everybody's down the shore already. Now, you said years ago we made one at the DPW. Launched it a couple of thousand yards into the park and cracked the windshield of the police car because he was sitting there saying, there's no way you guys could hit my car from there.
Guys laughed all the way to the bank. We used to hollow out the inside and the each end of a couple of beer cans, tape them together, and then put a hole in the bottom of one and the top one. You cut off the top, you throw a tennis ball in there and a teaspoonful of rubbing alcohol. Dump it down the top, throw the ball in there, light the match, and then shoot it up. It depends on how you put the alcohol in there. About 500 feet, maybe a little more. You look up and you wait about 30 seconds, and then the tennis ball would come back down again. W2PRJ.
This weekend's 2:20 time, okay? We're gonna get it going.
That was the programming that you came up, right?
What'd you say?
The programming on the radio wasn't too hard, right?
I as a matter of fact, I only put in three frequencies. I want to get it set up and tuned up with the antenna that I got from Charlie. And once I do that, then I'll just put in the other frequencies. It's going to be about eight frequencies.
Chris, when you decide to pick up that easy hang, yeah, no problem there. Anytime you want.
Thanks, Pete. I'll have to bring something, a gift of giving to borrow it. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, no problem at all. Just bring it back, that's all. Hi, Sean, he borrowed it, no problem. He does bring it back.
Well, I'm just hoping the wife gives me a little bit of time tomorrow for me to get out there with my daughter to set the mast up, because the ballast is ready to go, and then I just got to shoot the wire up into the tree.
Where's your wire? Chris, how long is the wire?
How long is it going to last?
Fire, the length of it, how long is it?
Oh, it's a QSO King made by Maple Leaf Studios. It's 96 feet in length.
Is it end set? End set, or three-quarter set? What is it?
It's an end set with a 9-to-1 ballam.
But the same, almost the same antenna. I got the 117-foot one from QSO King. I had a tree company come over here, and they took it up and they put it up in the tree. 93 feet later, across the other side of the yard, down to the other tree, and then it hangs down for a little bit there. So it works pretty good, but my problem is, there's a radio station a mile and a half or 2 miles from me over here in Hackensack. I got a lot of front end overload on my receiver, so W2DTT said he might know somebody who can get a some kind of filter or something for me, so we'll have to wait and see. But I just hit the 10 dB attenuator on the radio, and that just takes out all that interference. But then I can't hear the weak stations, so that that filter would come in nice, you know? W2PRJ.
I'm going up the Gracie Mansion. I'm going up the Gracie Mansion right now. Rocky, pick it up.
KD2BOR. I don't know if you saw it, Chris. On eBay, there's two different 220 amps for sale.
I was actually looking around for 440 amps earlier.
Yeah, there's a few out there for 440. I don't know what they put out, but there's a few out there.
I got one for 440 sitting over here. It needs a slight retuning, but it's made by, Chris, it's getting to be a senior moment over here because I got the amp sitting right in front of me there. You know, TE systems. I got two of them. I got the two meter amp, and then the 440, and yeah, senior moment there. I have to shine the flashlight over here on it to see what the name, yeah. Got to do a little bit of work on the 440 one there, and retune it a little bit, and it'll be good to go. For $100, you can have it. W2PRJ. 100 watts, that's all it does on 440.
Not a bad deal.
Talk to, you know, here's another name. Dave, you know, remember we spoke about this name, Dave? Spoke to Dave out there, and he said I could send it out to him there for $50 or $60 or so. He would retune the amp or fine tune it, as you could say, and send it back to me, but I never send it out to him there. So over here it sits.
Mike, did you blow your horn when you were going underneath the mansion?
The launch of a rocket.
That'd be funny, you get 100 cars to blow their horn as they're going under it.
Total disgrace and a jackass.
George Burns would say, you know, say hello to Gracie. Bald Gracie was on the Titanic. He went down with the Titanic and popped up. He survived. He wrote a book about his experience there, and 6 months after the Titanic sank, he mysteriously died. His book was written in 1913, excuse me. He wrote was The Truth About the Titanic. I had a copy several years ago. I loaned it to my father, and that was the last I saw of it.
Sounds like an interesting book, I'll tell you. I like history. I'm always prone to biographies and things of that nature. I like that a lot. That's what I usually watch or I read about.
I'm a history buff myself, especially when it comes to naval or military history, because my father was, he was one of the few. He did World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, 42 to 67, but yeah, that's one of my favorite subjects is history there. But I had a book, I got it at an antique bookstore, and I loaned it to my father a lot of years ago, and well, I don't know what happened to it, but he died, and when we cleaned out his house, I couldn't find the book, so I don't know. But yeah, it was called The Truth About the Titanic, written by Archibald Gracie in 1913, and that was it there, W2PRJ.
Guys, I'm going to leave you. I wish you all the best. And have a good holiday. Have a very nice holiday, Rocky. Chris, all the way around W2YP now. Pulling into a parking spot. Take care, fellas. Have a very, very good morning.
Okay, hey, be safe to where you got to get to, even if it's only the bathroom. Catch you later.
All the best to you. Take care.
73, Mike. Have a good holiday weekend. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR. Take care, young man, and hopefully we'll be on 220, possibly Monday.
I'll be here waiting. KB2NLA. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home. Take care.
Chris, are you going to be calling me at night, or are you going to be up for a while?
No, I got five kids running around upstairs in the living room upstairs, kitchen, so I'm going to stay up for a little while.
Yeah, with them running around over your head, you ain't got no choice. You're going to be up for a while. Yeah, when my daughter has a party upstairs and she invites her friends over and they all have little kids and they all run around, yeah, I know that feeling. I know what you mean.
Well, it's not so bad in this room because when I had the house spray foam insulated, I had them do, in this room, I had them do the ceiling and the walls also. So this room is triple insulated from the rest of the house.
A smart man. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, right now, like I said, they're not. They're all down in Wildwood right now. So it's a nice, quiet week. Saturday. They'll be all be back. I got to shorten this coax coming in the window. I got about 10 feet of it sitting behind the desk, and I got to unplug it before, if the storm comes in, it's a pain in the ass. I got to shorten that thing, so I can just reach over and unplug it.
Well, even though I got the vinyl windows here, and I got the LMR 400, I'm still able to feed the coax from right to left and close the window and lock it. But eventually I'm going to get that hole in the side of the house with the dryer vent. And then everything will go to a plate. The plate will be grounded, and then all I got to do is just disconnect the coax and hang it.
Oh, I got the windows closed, and I got a piece of wood. You know those real thick quarter-inch stir sticks they give you for the big 5-gallon bucket. I got one of them, and I drilled a hole in it, an inch in diameter. And anyway, I got the three pieces of coax going through there. And I got that sitting in the window track against the basement window, so it closes up against the piece of wood that's nice and flush, and it's sealed nice and tight, and where the three pieces of coax go through the hole, and I got some shrink wrap going around the whole wooden stick, so that way the shrink wrap goes around the cable, and it's basically watertight. And I got some sealer from DAP, and put it around the stick and close it in the window and shut it all up. It's nice and watertight, and that's what I did there. So it's working, you know, but I got to shorten the cable. I got, like I said, at least 10 feet coiled up behind the desk. And I can cut it a lot shorter, so I can just, you know, reach over and undo the coax right out where it comes in through the window, you know. My physical abilities and what I gotta do, well, that's two different stories. W2BRJ. Maybe tomorrow I'll pull the desk out, you know, it's on wheels, and cut the coax and put another BL-259 on there, and that'll be that. Piece of cake.
Well, I made up the piece of coax today. That'll feed the NFED. I went out there and measured and seen just how much I need, and then I gotta put the coax through a piece of PVC, and I started making a little bit of a indent in between the patio and the grass to drop the PVC in there so I could feed it across the patio into the house.
Okay, yeah, PVC, yeah, that'll work pretty good, yeah. It's a piece of garden hose. Ran it through a garden hose and ran it 100 feet out from, well, you know, from the antenna to me. We're over there at the other house. You know the distance, yeah, but I use garden hose. Nice and cheap. $9 for a 50-foot length at Lowe's. W2BRJ.
Yeah, I already had the 1-inch PVC pipe, so, you know, might as well use it if I got it.
If you already got it, might as well use it. If you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. So they say, W2PRJ. It's 1:30 already. Yeah, it's getting close to my bedtime. In fact, it's past my bedtime, so, yeah, we'll be here for a few minutes.
Yeah, ready. Good talking to you, Pete.
Yeah, like I said, anytime you need that the easy hang, I just say, you know, give me a 15-minute warning so I can, catch my breath and, you know, walk upstairs and, you know, there we are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to be putting the mast in the ground. I have a piece of PVC pipe that fits snugly around the mast. So that's going to be in the ground, and then the cement will then be on the PVC, so if I ever need to, I can take the mast out of the cement, and the cement with the PVC pipe will still be there.
And what you can also do is use a piece of wax paper and stick it around the mast or whatever that's going in the cement, so the cement will secure against the wax paper, but not against the mast. That way you can yank, it'll hold the mast nice and tight in place as long as it's one, you know, sheet of wax paper, you know, thin. And it won't exactly, it won't stick to the PVC, it'll stick to the wax paper. And that way you can pull the pipe out and wax paper, and you know, will be like a gasket, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've done that before. Like I said, I found a piece of PVC that the mast fits on in, and that'll hold it good enough, you know. Because then that mast goes, it's going to be 2 feet below the first bracket, and then it's 5 feet to the next bracket. And I'll have to take a picture to show you. I took 2x4s and I bolted them into the shed structure, and that way it distributes the load from the mast across the whole shed.
What's the diameter of the mast?
The mast is the old stock heavy duty Radio Shack. You know, what is that, 1.75?
Oh, okay, because I got those, well, you saw that Super Duty saddle clamp that was in the cement when you cut that pipe, so you know exactly what it looks like. I got a couple more of them sitting over here, sitting in a box. So if you need a 2-inch Super Duty saddle clamp, I got a couple of them. W2BRJ.
Yeah, I got the, from Solid Signal, the heavy duty 4-inch offset clamps. Those are the ones that I have on the side of the house, and now I also have them for the shed. And, you know, considering that I'm going to have the cement on the bottom of the mast, and then two more clamps, and then once the antenna's up, then I have another 2x4 that's going to go across the back of the shed, and I'm going to throw a small 45 guide wire onto that to just to hold the mass even a little more.
Well, you know exactly what you got to do, want to do, and how to do it. So, I can't see that from over here, okay, alrighty. You know what you got to do and exactly know what you want to, how to do it there. Well, it's 1:30, almost going on 1:45, so it's about time for me to go to bed. So, hey, Chris, I'll catch you, sometime in the morning or in the afternoon or sometime tomorrow, I guess.
All right, Pete, yeah, I'll catch you later today. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, it's about time for me to pull the plug and, very carefully, so I gotta put it back, anyway, be safe to where you gotta get to, if it's only the bathroom,
All right, and Rocky, I'll be back in about 5. I gotta get another cup of coffee.
Coffee? JD2, BOR, I'll be here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my last little sip of the scotch, and that's it, it's all gone, and that'll be it for the next month or so. But anyway, a couple little sips, and it's gone, and I'm going to bed, so I catch you a little later. Rocky, you be safe to where you gotta get, even if it's only the bathroom.
Alright, 73 Pete, KE2BOR.
You too, BRJ, we're closing the station there. Good night, world.
KD2, BOR. How did you stumble across that unit? Just searching for it, or?
I remember seeing it years ago.
Yeah, the last thing I built was a frequency counter. Must have been 30 years ago I built the heat kit thing I picked up there. I don't know where they were. I don't know if it was Paramus or... I think they were, I don't know where the heck they were. You remember where they were.
They were on Broadway in Fairlawn.
Yeah, that's it. It was pretty sharp. Very easy to build. I wonder if this unit is surface mount technology. That wouldn't be too easy. KD2BOR, here's a nice unbuilt heat kit. 1 kilowatt. Linear ramp, 10 to 80 meters.
Yeah, what do they want for it?
1,700 dollars.
Not bad for a price, but... July 1st, KB2NLI.
Yeah, I listened to the TechNet last night, and that guy that comes on first from Navarra was saying the new one started.
I feel bad, a buddy of mine, guy Tim, I gave him the book about 2 months ago. And he said he just started studying it about a month ago. Told him, oh, that book's no good. Didn't take it. So now you gotta go get the new book.
I was looking at the extra the other day again. Oh my god. I'm lost.
Yeah, and I missed by one.
Yeah, my site that I use has got the new test up there already. This one expires in 2019 for the general.
Yeah, and the current extra is good until June 30th of 16.
I just pulled up the questions now. A practice exam. I want to see how I do. I just did 7 questions on a general test. I probably got my first one right.
I haven't looked to see how much they changed it.
Well, so far I don't remember of any of these questions when I was doing it the last time. How's it going? All right, pretty nice out here this morning, cool. Not a bad day. I don't know what it's going to turn out to be as far as temperature-wise, but it's nice now.
I don't think it's going to be roasting, but I think it's going to be real nice. I think it's going to be a great day. South Jersey's going to get some rain, but that's about it. Before I go on vacation, I'm going to get that 2900R. I want that radio badly, and it's really dirt cheap right now. Ham City, I've never dealt with them. You know anybody that has? Ham City has it for like $129.
I think somebody did. I don't remember, to be honest with you. I was looking around at their prices, too, when I was looking for the CA Super 22. But I've never dealt with them myself.
Yeah, the more I see it, the more I want it. You know, especially down here in the base, not necessarily in the car. Although it would be nice in the car. But that's a real nice radio, and the audio on it is really outstanding. Every time I hear one, I comment on the audio. And at that price, I don't want to let it go. Even HRO has it for like $138 or $139, which is pretty cheap.
You said you ordered this, the 135, didn't you?
Well, now you sound like my wife. Yes, I did. But that's my travel radio. This one I can't travel with. It's twice the weight and a lot bigger. It's a big hunk of radio.
Yeah, it's got a very large heat sink on it. I'm looking at it right now compared to other radios. It's really large.
Most of these radios, the 135, the 281, they're a little over 2 pounds. This one's over a little over 4 pounds. So it's a heavy radio. It's a big, heavy radio. I figure if I put it here in the shack, I can run it on 75 because I'll also put a fan on it.
And 10U, KD2BOR. I would definitely put it. I got fans on my radios running right now all the time. Even in the shop here, you know, I do most of my transmitting here, so I want the radios to stay cool.
Yeah, absolutely. This radio I'm on now has a fan running. It's built in, the 857, but it, you know, it comes on when you key up and then stays on a little bit after you key up, after you unkey.
Actually, the 857 has got two fans, and that's them small ones that I bought. I got those, they used to go on an FT100. That's that small fan I got in the back of my TYT. Always running, I just touch the heat sink, it feels like it wants to freeze.